And now here is story time at Grandpa's. He talked on long after I'd been shooed up to bed on calamine lotioned legs, his voice finding a hole through the hot air register over the parlor stove and, ferret-like, digging for my ears. The end of his story, what I wanted him to get to before my eyes gave up to the dark. My mind wanting to know more about underground fires started by striking miners who'd set fire to a car of coal, turned it loose on the tipple to roll back into the earth where it had come from, how the timbers, then the coal veins, had been ignited, and like a coal stove with proper draft, burned on underground, parching land around New Straitsville, Ohio, swallowing up trees, buildings, when its firebox collapsed. How years back it had come so close to the schoolhouse where my mother taught that she feared for her students. How even Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his entire New Deal, including the WPA, couldn't put out the mine fire. How it burned on the way my legs did against grandmother's muslin sheets. Poison ivy spreading where my fingernails had burst blisters, the poison ivy's flames as good at keeping me awake as Grandpa's downstairs voice burning into my memory.